In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is,
never
shall be.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. These were Jesus' words to his disciples in the Gospel of John. It's a powerful statement that Jesus makes, that the truth will set us free. Yet, it's a statement that sometimes remains somewhat mysterious to us. Because after all, in our lives, we have come to know certain truths, and we recognize that immediately we don't come to some kind of freedom just because we acknowledge some kind of truth. I think it's important for us to clarify what Jesus is intending by this word, know. It can be somewhat ambiguous, and it needs clarification. Jesus doesn't mean know in the mere intellectual sense of the word. It's not merely giving a mental assent or a mental acknowledgement of a truth. When he says that we will know the truth, what he means is that we will have an intimate working knowledge of the truth. That truth has been put into practice in our life, that it has made its way into our lives, that we have wrestled through that truth and it has become part of who we are. You see, and in this way we are to know the truth. Knowing the truth, it affects the way we live. And it's this kind of knowledge of the truth that truly does set us free. Think about it in another realm. Knowing the truth about the physics of gravity, it really does affect the way we live. Most of us don't try to drive our cars off the edges of bridges because we just don't recognize today, I forgot that gravity is a reality. No, we operate with the reality that gravity is truly going to take place. And that reality is always there around us. And we recognize that if we don't walk every day in a consciousness and affect, you know, that affects our life, we get hurt. Things happen. Dangerous things happen. Destruction happens. Gravity is real, and we recognize it's real, and we live our lives as though it's real and true. And that's the way that spiritual truth has to be in our life. It has to so enter into our life that it is just so permeates how we see things, that we cannot imagine life apart from that truth. It enters us fully, completely, and alters the way we see, the way we do things, the way we live our lives. Today we commemorate the beheading of John the Baptist. And the gospel text reminds us how John's righteous life came to an end. But in a sense, also, as we read this gospel text, there is a contrasting reaction to truth. We see two examples of how two different men responded to truth. On the one hand, we see how St. John the Baptist responded to truth, how he encountered truth himself, how he spoke the truth. But on the other hand, we see how Herod encountered the truth and what he did. He loved to listen to the truth. St. John took the truth and he made it his own. He learned that principle of wrestling with the truth and making it his own. And he altered his life accordingly. And thus, he was equipped to speak the truth when the time came. Herod, however, he just simply liked to hear the truth. He liked to hear St. John preach. He liked to hear it. He even considered St. John to be a holy man, but he did nothing to change his life. He just listened to him and enjoyed the process of hearing him. See, the gospel text today, it opens with a description of Herod's reaction to Christ. When he hears about Jesus of Nazareth, he is convinced that it is in fact John who has been raised from the dead. And that's why these powers are him. Obviously, we see Herod's guilty conscience is at work here. He probably even feared that this risen John was out to do vengeance upon him for taking his life. But Herod ultimately had mixed feelings about John. On the one hand, he liked to hear John preach. We hear this in the text very clearly today. He was often perplexed by his words, but he heard him gladly. In other passages in other Gospels, it says it in other ways, but all illustrating the same point, that Herod liked to sit and listen to John, and he would call him before him to hear him preach. He liked to hear the truth that John preached, but he didn't necessarily put that truth into action. He didn't let that truth permeate his life and change his course of life. And so when John continued to preach the truth, we see the other side of Herod's reaction to John. Because St. John also spoke the truth about that taboo that no one wanted to speak about, his relationship with Herodias. And he didn't like to hear about that so much, and certainly Herodias did not like to hear about that truth. She was infuriated and hated John and sought his life as a result. And this is what leads to St. John's imprisonment. So Herod had this mixed reaction. On one hand, he loved John, and on the other hand, he didn't like him very much because he spoke the truth. On one hand, he liked him speaking the truth. On the other hand, he didn't like hearing the truth that he didn't want to hear. But contrast this to St. John and his reaction. Different experience of truth. For St. John, truth was more than an idea, more than an intellectual concept. It was something that he based his entire life upon. Encountering the truth from a young age, he chose a course of life that was based upon the truth, as God had revealed that truth to him. He recognized that God had a calling upon his life, and he acted in a way to fulfill that calling. He lived a life that was consecrated to God, even from his youth. He embraced the calling of his calling, entered into the desert, and lived an ascetic life there, all in preparation for the time when it would come, where he was supposed to make his appearance in the wilderness and begin preaching the gospel of repentance. The truth was more than a philosophical concept for John. The truth was something that became internalized. St. John wrestled with the truth inside himself. And as he wrestled with the truth inside himself, he found that freedom that Christ talks about in John's gospel. See, St. John wrestled with the truth, and his soul found freedom as a result. As the truth became his own life, he found freedom and he found empowerment to speak the truth himself. And thus he was equipped for his mission, his ministry. St. John's, in a sense, he is the model for all preachers. Because ultimately, when he begins to preach the truth, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, he had already wrestled with that truth himself. He had already come to terms with the truth of repentance. He had already come to terms with the truth of God's kingdom that was at hand. And thus, he is living his life and preaching that truth. And thus, the truth was internalized in St. John's life. And St. John preached what he himself had experienced. He knew. He wasn't preaching clever arguments that he had just come up with that was not his personal experience. His preaching was based upon his personal experience of the truth. And his preaching prepared the way for the one who is truth, Christ our true God. His preaching pointed to Christ, who is the truth. So very clearly we can see two different reactions, two different responses to the truth in these two men. St. John even boldly spoke the truth to Herod about his relationship with Herodias. And very clearly, speaking the truth cost him his physical freedom. Speaking the truth ultimately led to his earthly life coming to an end prematurely. But embracing the truth and speaking the truth, despite the fact that his life was lost, despite the fact that his physical body was imprisoned, his soul had found that freedom that Christ speaks of. It's important for us to understand what it means to internalize the truth, internalize the truths of God's kingdom, internalize the truth of Christ himself. Because if we want to find that freedom that Christ spoke about in our lives, if we want the truth to truly set us free, then we have to embrace truth in this manner. If we want to honor St. John the Baptist, then we have to embrace truth in the manner that he embraced truth. We don't respond as Herod responded to the truth. For us to sit back, especially in a context like this, or go hear some teaching or something where someone is of God's kingdom. And there is a sense that we can sit and we can listen and we can find joy and enlightenment in the experience. We can feel warm inside and be challenged to go change our lives. But sometimes we walk away and that's all it is. Just like Herod. And we have to recognize Herod is an example of hearing the truth and doing nothing about it. And that is not what we are to embrace with our lives. We are to hear the proclaimed truth of God's kingdom and we're to act upon it. We're to let it to permeate our heart deep, to fully embrace the truth. We need to act upon the truth. We need to act upon it as assuredly as we act upon the reality of gravity itself. And likewise, as St. John should be an inspiration for us of how we are to wrestle with the truth, let us not prematurely seek to speak the truth, thinking that we're just like St. John, and now we're equipped to go out there into the world and speak the truth to everyone in every context. Because we have to take that time. We forget that St. John lived in the wilderness for years. before he made his appearance at the Jordan, preaching the gospel of repentance. And likewise, it is true in our lives, we have to let the truth sink into our hearts. We need to let the truth change our lives. We need to wrestle ourselves with the truths of God's kingdom. We have to come to terms with the truth ourselves. We must become practitioners of the truth ourselves. And as we do this, as we let the truth permeate our being, as we come to know the one who is truth, Christ our true God, let him descend to the depths of our soul and heal us and change us and transform us and challenge us. It is in that context of our life that we find the equipping to actually can lead to them finding that freedom in Christ as well. Only as we come to know the truth in this way can we find that freedom that Christ speaks of in John's gospel. Only as we come to know the truth in this way are we able to speak the truth to others. The truth must become our own. We must always remember that the truth is found in the person of Jesus Christ. That ultimately we must seek first to know him. And knowing the truth, what does that mean? Ultimately, it means knowing Christ, knowing him deeply, knowing him, allowing him to challenge us, forming that relationship with him that changes and transforms us. If we want to be free, we must come to know the truth ourselves in the depths of our own soul. If we want to be free, we must wrestle with the truths of God's kingdom in the depths of our own soul. Knowing Christ, the truth, we can find freedom ourselves. And knowing Christ, the truth, we can be equipped to speak the truth to others, to help them find freedom as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Holy Spirit.